weekly dose of geek news from TV, movies, comics, and the internet. This is Hijinks Ensue,
the Geek Podcast.
Bandwidth for Hijinks Ensue provided by Infinistorm. For custom VPS hosting solutions, professional website development, or to share your photos and videos for free, check out infinistorm.com/hijinks.
Hi, Jinx the Sue Podcast. This is episode 59.
Woo!
Joining me, Joel from HijinxTheSue.com. I'm not joining me. I'm here.
In the morning.
Joining me in the morning. It's like 11:42. Are my cohorts in internet. Eli.
Hi, in Eli. The jizz.
No. Eli?
Yes, hello.
Hi, Eli.
Hello, and, internet.
And unfortunately sober Josh.
Hey.
Ridiculously.
I was drunk earlier.
Sadly sober. Yeah, you were drunk
but
earlier.
I'm not now.
When...
Actually, wait, this reminds me. I have a bottle of vodka in the freezer. I can
we'll
fix
get
this.
Started.
Here, I'm going to go grab that.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, thanks for leaving the mini fridge at Rick's.
That those. Was your mini fridge. And all your stuff was still there after I left.
Yeah, well, thanks for leaving it and not telling anybody.
Whatever.
Why did he have your mini fridge?
Because
Long
he was.
Story.
He was
because
a hobo living...
Because I was lazy, and I didn't want to walk downstairs just to get a fucking soda.
Like, you know, well, you know the opening of, like, the Dark... No, not the Dark Knight. Batman Begins, like, where he's, like, traveling the world in Asia and just...
Yeah, and he's robbing
randomly,
himself.
Right, robbing himself. That's how Josh was living, and somehow he ended up with my,
Like, he finds a crate that says, like, Eli Tech Industries on it. It's got your mini fridge in it.
Yeah. Basically,
and they send him to a prison and fucking. Where was he?
What?
Where? Yeah. Where was that prison?
That was in China, wasn't it? Because it was
Taiwan,
like made in
Tibet.
China.
Taiwan or Tibet?
Yeah, and you're like, haha, I see what they did there.
It was one of those Ching Chong places with a T,
right?
Like Tennessee. Are you back yet, Josh?
Oh God, yeah. The bottle is fucking freezing.
You know where it was? It was in the freezer.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you're supposed to finish that when you open it, because vodka goes bad.
It goes bad.
Oh, it does? Well.
Yeah. Wine's not even alcohol until you leave it out for a while.
Right. So, tonight, Hijinks Ensue is brought to you by Shaker's Vodka of Minnesota, specifically the raspberry honey liqueur flavor.
Did you import that from Lake Minnetonka or wherever you went?
I have to bring some every time I come back, because you can't get it down here.
Damn it. How do you transport alcohol across state lines?
Yeah, that's actually illegal.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
It's illegal to transport alcohol across state
Eli,
lines.
You it's illegal it? To transport you across international lines, but that's different.
What if, bro?
What so if? This week on Hijinks Ensue, we're going to talk about things, and then we're going to stop eventually. And then the show will be over.
Yay!
But this week... Man, we got way too many mail sent questions. So we need to pick some good ones, and we got too much to talk about. I do want to point out that this episode of Hijinks Ensue is actually being recorded, broadcast, mixed, and edited from my new iPhone 3GS.
Nice, nice.
It is. It does all of that.
Yeah, I'm actually connected to you through my iPhone 3GS.
And Eli, what's your iPhone 3GS doing?
I'm actually using a kaleidoscope. That has a candle behind it.
Excellent.
So,
as long as
nobody sneezes, things should be okay.
Wow, if you twist it
excellent.
Just
back
right.
To you, back to you, Joel.
Oh, shit, I didn't get ice. Let me get ice. One sec.
Damn it.
But yeah,
so
I am going to be getting an iPhone. I just have not gotten it yet.
So you're recreating the technology of like Leonardo.
Yeah, basically,
Josh is trying his damnedest to get not only drunk but coldly drunk.
Right.
Sorry, what was that?
Oh, you missed it. I don't know.
The part of Sam Adams will be played by Josh.
Okay, so Josh is the master brewer of the evening.
Yes.
You are the Renaissance electronics artist.
Okay.
Eli's car is one of those tanks with the wood slats all the way around it, like a teepee. And it rolls in every direction. It has cannons pointing in every direction.
The what?
That Leonardo tank.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
To go with your
That was... Yeah, you're talking about the show, right? The Discovery show?
I did see that.
Where they built that tank?
It's Da Vinci Does Dallas or whatever.
Yeah, it's like rediscovering Da Vinci or something like that.
It's called
Doing
Da Vinci.
What?
It is called Doing Da Vinci.
Oh, I thought it was
Yeah.
It's like Da Vinci
I hit that once.
Does Leonardo.
Nice.
The Ninja Turtle?
Yeah. Yeah. No, we just called him Nard.
Do they have...
It was a group thing.
Is there an opening in the back of his shell?
There are several.
Okay, so are you made...
Only one of them he was born with.
Oh, God. Are you already drunk?
No. But I'm working on it.
Yeah, they had that show Doing Da Vinci, and it was like, we look at Leonardo's plans, we try our damnedest to remake it, and there was that one old, like, grizzled biker guy, and they're like, the designer, the CAD guy, was really, like, straight-laced and buttoned up and whatever, and he's like, if you don't cut this precisely, you will ruin Da Vinci's design. He wasn't French. I don't know why I'm talking like that. Da Vinci, huh? And the one guy was like throwing chainsaws at blocks of wood from across the room. And he's like, it's close. Oh, yeah. None of his shit worked. Like,
right. It's what Leo would have wanted.
Yeah,
right.
No, he was
basically
he was a measured, never cut four times kind of guy.
Hey, so that's where you learned, right?
Just like me.
Well, yeah. I like how, like, when they finish the design, they fire all the cannons, and they're like, oh, yeah, I guess we found the flaw, which is if you're inside,
it would
you'll
kill
go
you.
Deaf.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll kill you, and you'll go deaf.
I was like, are they seriously going to fire this fucking thing? And then I realized there's no one in it, and they've set it all up with remotes.
Right.
And I'm like, well, you fucking pussies. If it was good enough for... the 1500s is good enough for you, you dicks. But you said, like, yeah, it doesn't matter how much cotton you would have stuffed in your ears would have bled afterwards. There's 36 cannons going off in like a refrigerator sized box that you're
in. Pretty sweet.
It was.
The second time they made that tower siege ladder that he had, it's like from Lord of the Rings. But
I didn't get to see that one.
It didn't have the big fucking, like, Balrog or whatever dragging it.
There were no elves.
No.
Oh, hey, actually, speaking of retarded shows about people building stupid shit, have you seen Man vs. Cartoon?
No.
What? I saw like 30 minutes of this yesterday.
People building Wile E. Coyote inventions and shit?
No. It is exactly. It is, here's a clip from Wile E. Coyote, and here's his retarded contraption, and here's a team of college students trying to recreate that in real life.
What?
It is amazing.
This is on Discovery?
I think it was on Discovery.
No
way. I'll have to look.
Dude, Discovery could not have stooped
like
that
rocket
low.
Rocket skates?
No. That's next week's. Like, that was in their preview for next week.
So are they putting up signs that's like, free freshman seed, and like, freshmen are coming over and like, peck, 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 peck.
Oh, okay, apparently it's on True TV, whatever the fuck that is.
It's not even real.
Yeah. I'm familiar with True.
I don't have that channel.
You might.
No, I don't.
Because I don't know if it's listed as True TV, actually. It's really weird.
That's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard.
But it's seriously, they end up with like this a small box that's like 3 feet wide by 4 feet tall with a painting of the fucking Roadrunner on it. And the end of every contraption has to end with the destruction of this box, like standing in the sweet spot.
Nice.
So, yeah, no, the one I watched yesterday ended, it was this crazy mousetrap contraption that just went on forever, but it ended with a cannon firing a bowling ball through his face.
Was somebody riding it, like, the whole time?
No, it was retarded, though. It was...
There's lots of roller skates and fuses. And
there were at least three fuses in the contraption.
Do they poop like, at the end, or they're like...
No. Well, no, because they're supposed to... It's supposed to be what happens when the coyote wins. They have to prove that the machine works.
No.
When did the coyote ever win?
Never.
Actually, I'm pretty sure there was one.
Never.
like a really dark and a very special episode of Roadrunner versus Man.
Man versus Roadrunner.
Yeah. The Roadrunner gets what he's always wanted, but is it really what he's always wanted?
In the end, he just eats the Roadrunner and it's over.
Right.
And it then, turns into an episode of Iron Chef.
And they cut to him going like, eh.
Oh,
the Roadrunner!
Not that impressive.
It's a little gamey.
Yeah. It's like it's been running forever.
A little tough.
Yeah.
So, so that was supposed to be a segue, but it didn't work.
Sorry, I had to ruin that because Man vs. Cartoon is awesome. You should watch it.
I really appreciate that.
Speaking of Man vs. Cartoons.
Yeah. Nothing.
You go ahead.
Nice.
Josh, how did you get your iPhone?
How did I get my phone?
How did you get your iPhone? Did they deliver it or did you go get it?
It was delivered to my desk this afternoon.
Okay, so was mine. So here's my question for you, because you got shafted on the pricing.
Right.
Did you get unshafted on the new unshafting pricing? Or
no.
Do you even know about that?
No, hey, I know what you're talking about.
What are you all talking about?
I still do not qualify for the additional unshafting. I'm still like 3 months shy of that. So
what's happening?
Okay.
So I don't know what you're talking about.
New people and people like me that never upgraded to 3G ever and kept our old busted iPhones since day one could get them for $200 for a 16 gig and $300 for a 32. Josh and other people who already had 3Gs were offered pricing in tiers of $500 and $600 or $600 and $700.
No, it's four
or
five,
or five
or six and seven.
Oh, or six and seven. Okay, so there's a $200 jump there.
Yeah.
And the six and seven was for people that like bought a 3G like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And they're like, fuck you, you can't. It's like, god damn, that's almost enough to buy a pretty decent Apple laptop, actually.
Yeah, it's nuts.
So, like 3 days ago, they were like, no, that's crazy, we're not going to do that. And enough people complained. And they said, if your contract's going to end, or if it would have ended in like the next 3 or 4 months, you can get the full-on special pricing that I got.
Yes.
But you still didn't get that.
Nope, still
so
didn't.
So what'd you pay, $5?
Yeah, for the 30. It's actually, I am filling it up with 32 gigs of delicious music right now. It's taking
$500.
A while.
Have you played with it at all?
Oh yeah, I've been playing with it all day.
It's fucking fast.
Yeah, it is.
It's retarded fast. I mean, by comparison, my only comparison is my original one, which was, you know, half the speed of the 3G, I guess. But still, I'm actually glad that I never had anything in between because it makes it seem that much faster.
Yeah.
Also, played with the video, videoed the kiddo doing some dancing and some ring around the rosy type nonsense.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty damn good video camera.
Yeah.
It shoots widescreen video. It stays in focus. It has better low light performance than my digital camera, video camera that we have. And it's got, I mean, the onboard editing is pretty fucking cool too. I have no complaints so far.
Yeah. Have you shot a video of your junk yet?
No, because I have a kid, and so I shot a video of the thing my junk made.
So,
oh wow! Okay, so you just went up to me then.
Yeah,
right. So, where are you going to go with that one now?
Yeah, I mean, Josh, what you have to understand is that
nothing.
In my persuasion, my penis actually has a purpose, and in yours, it's just a fruitless instrument of harm.
Well, no, mine is just a wrecking ball.
Right.
Man versus Josh's penis.
Yeah.
So, typically, there you go.
Typically, yes. So
very well done.
I support this device. Also, if anybody's looking for a really good case for it that isn't Josh, recommend
I will be barebacking my phone.
I know, just like you always have. I recommend the iSkin Solo. Look that up. It's a really thin, it's kind of plasticky, kind of rubbery, but it's hard. It looks like hard plastic, but it feels like rubber. It fits real tight, kind of smooth, doesn't collect lint. Nice shock protection. I love it.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry. I took off.
Up to 99% of STDs. There you go.
Yeah, I just took off my headset. What are we talking about? Like rubbers or,
yeah.
or junk?
Double wrap it. I double wrap my iPhone, so it's impossible to use.
That would make a good shirt.
Are you going to get... you're going to get one?
Eli? Yeah, I have to go and like... and or like my I no longer I'm on a contract.
Oh, you're a free agent?
Yeah, I'm a free agent, so I'm testing the waters for
shit.
You know, hey, I actually got a phone call.
Hey, Josh can get you a real good deal on a used 3G.
Yeah, I was about to say you can buy mine and then not have to contract with AT&T either.
Or any of the new features.
Cheap
on the new
upgrade
phone.
For the next one next year. Boosh.
That's not that bad of a plan, actually.
Yeah. Phone boosh.
But you would lose video and you'd lose the better. No, you would lose two things. You would lose video, speed, and no, fuck the compass. The compass is gay. But what's the other big thing that it'll never have? Oh, the voice control, sweet.
I didn't have any MP3s on it at work today, so I couldn't play with it.
I tried to pick an album that I thought it would get wrong, and so I go, play album Lateralis, and it goes, playing album Lateralis. I'm like, fuck yes.
Close enough.
Boodle-da-dink, doodle-da-dink, doodle-da-dink. Like, starts playing The Grudge, and I'm like, fuck, I got it right. And then I said, play songs by Regina Spektor. And it goes, playing songs by Regina Spektor.
Regina!
I'm like, wow, that is overtly sexual.
Vagina who, ghost.
Who punched you in your vagina?
Anyway,
that's not a bad deal, though. You should buy Josh's and then break it.
I don't know. I did get a phone call from a one of those G whatever phones, the other phone. So I don't know. I'm gonna go ahead and test the free.
Oh,
the
G1.
I don't know.
The
one of those
T-Mobile
other...
G1, the Android.
I don't know. It got a call from somewhere, and it was like the counter to the iPhone. I was like, man, this free agent thing is not all that bad.
Wait, they called and solicited you to buy a phone?
Well, because my contract was up.
Don't get a G1.
Yeah, they're pieces of shit.
Everyone I know that has one hates it.
Doesn't Rick have one?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, at least he's not using that flashlight anymore. So.
Yeah.
It was a step up.
Yeah.
Everyone I know that got the G1 says, like, Android's a good OS, and it's cool that people can, like, have an open forum to write apps and everything without, like, being subject to Apple's rules. And it sucks, and they hate using it, and they wish they had an iPhone.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay. I played with one, and it was, like, fragile. It was heavy. Really heavy.
Bulky.
Fragile. Bulky as fuck. The keyboard is really hard to use, especially even compared to the iPhone Touch keyboard. Like, I can type faster on the iPhone than I could on... And you can't even read, so you don't even need the keyboard.
It's true.
Hey.
I guess that, yeah, the speaking thing... Make me taco.
That's why you need the talking one, yeah, because you could be like, call
all Taco Bell
bail bondsman.
And, right. You know, does it understand Spanish?
Call parole officer.
Do you have to pay extra
officer.
For that?
I don't know. You're the one who has one.
Am
not
I
me.
Making up the thing? Somebody asked me if it could speak Chinese, and didn't they demo a thing where you could draw characters on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't make
that up. They've had that for a while. The thing they were just debuting was on the actual MacBook itself, where they put the character recognition into the touchpad, so you could write in Chinese by drawing symbols on the touchpad.
No one's ever going to do that.
Except all of China will do that, but
they will not. No, they've got keyboards.
They're only like a billion people, so who cares, right?
They're not going to use it like that. That's going to take too long.
Yeah, they're going to use it.
What
for
are you talking
terrorism.
About?
People
no,
know
no,
how
no,
to
no.
type.
No, 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 no. You don't understand. It is way faster to draw the symbols than to type them. It is
okay.
much, because you have to type like 7 keys to get one symbol.
Oh yeah, that's true. You have to kind of like cord them in, don't you?
Yeah, like watching, when I was in Shanghai, watching those people type frightened me.
Hey, you know what could fix that?
Sorry.
English.
That's true.
Learn it.
English fixes everything. Except for apparently Eli.
Yeah, no. ESL is not English. So the first thing
I want that bumper sticker.
ESL is still not English.
Oh God, I'm going to hell.
First couple of real quick things. Two movies coming out that I'm actually, one of them I'm very excited about, the other one I am leery about. They have announced that they're actually in production of a MacGruber movie.
What?
Yeah.
Making life-saving inventions out of household material, MacGruber.
Yeah, I heard about that.
He's 18 days sober, MacGruber.
I like the one where he had his estranged son, and he's like,
"Yeah,
they haven't spoken in a long time, but they're trying to make it work now, MacGruber." Yeah, they, that's not going to work.
At all?
Because that is a bit that works for exactly like a minute and a half, and then there's an explosion.
Right. You know what it's going to be? It's going to be like Ladies Man.
Yeah, it now, is. It's going to be like the skit that could not make the transition to movie.
Yeah, I mean, Ladies Man was like, hey, I got a big penis and a boner because I'm black. Ha ha ha, let's go to commercial. But then, yeah, they couldn't go to commercial in a movie.
Maybe it'll end up like the Coneheads movie. Maybe.
Which was fantastic. Oh my
God. Which
was
much better than it ever deserved to be.
No, that movie didn't have a fucking chance in hell, and it was so good. I could watch that right now. Not only Michael McKean as the bad guy, David Spade was even good in that.
Yeah.
Chris Farley was barely even in it, and he was amazing.
He was the one not eating like a pig in that movie, which was weird. He had to watch his girlfriend.
The sex scene in that was really funny.
Oh, like, fuck, the senso rings.
Yes,
ugh.
He was so good in that. And and the dialogue, Dan Aykroyd killed in that movie. That was his best movie since Ghostbusters. Like, the line delivery between him and Jane Curtin was so fucking fantastic in that. So
is she still alive?
Oh, man, she looks rough. I saw her on something recent, like about a month ago, and she looks rough.
Oh, that's too bad.
Like, her whole face is falling off.
She's really funny. That's unfortunate.
She was really good on Third Rock.
Yeah, no, she was.
But, yeah, she's old. An old lady. But...
Mibs! Mibs! Sorry.
Groover! He's watching the Coneheads! It was a really good show! Groover! That's not going to work, though. So don't do that. They don't have anything. Saturday Night Live's formula used to be, like, invent really good characters, make a movie. And then, like, by around the time of, like, trying to put Molly Shannon in movies.
Oh, God, like, Superstar?
No. Yeah, I'm like, no, you're working, bros.
Wow.
They haven't had a good one since, I mean...
Wayne's World.
What was after Wayne's World? Did they try anything after Wayne's World?
Not for a while. I think,
Well, Superstar would have been post-Wayne's World, and it was terrible. Ladies Man was terrible.
Oh, Night at the Roxbury.
Oh, God.
That's right.
Yes, yes.
The sketch idea is that coked-up dancers don't talk and try and dance with you, and then someone goes, let's make that a movie.
It's pretty brilliant, really, when you think about it.
Nope, not good. And none of Rob Schneider's movies were from SNL.
No. That was his...
Oh, shit. Okay, wait. Coneheads. It's Pat. Stuart saves
I forgot about that.
I made that.
Stuart saves his family.
That doesn't count.
A Night at the Roxbury.
That never
Superstar.
Counts.
Ladies Man. And I think that was the last one.
Well, technically, I guess you could throw in Wayne's World, too. But whatever.
Wayne's World.
You know what?
Party on. Excellent. What?
Wayne's World's fantastic. On rewatching it about a year ago, Wayne's World 2 kind of sucks entirely.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely...
Was Honey Hornet, was that 2?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, it's really unnecessary, and it kind of tarnishes the memory of Wayne's World because it's all the same jokes.
Yeah.
Just again. And like they're like, get it? That's the joke. We're doing them again, but it's not funny.
Oh, shit. Well, the Water Boy.
Was not an SNL. Character.
According to Wikipedia, it was.
No, Canteen Boy was.
Canteen Boy. Yeah, they're confusing Canteen Boy and Water Boy. They had similar voices, but one of them was a Boy Scout. He was raped by Alec Baldwin. That was such a good one, too. They stopped airing it. If you haven't seen that, it might be on YouTube, but they can't air it anymore because there's a whole skit about how Alec Baldwin was sexually molesting Canteen Boy.
Yeah, that was a classic.
Come here, Canteen Boy, and put some lotion on me.
I love Alec Baldwin. I watched that 30 Rock. I watched that 30 Rock last night where he's they're going to the retreat. The retreat for Six Sigma or whatever. And he holds up two glossies, two 8x10 glossies. One has a blue tie and one has a red tie. He goes, Lemon, which one of these should I use? And she's like, I don't know, the one on the left. So the wacky one? Yeah. So anyway,
MacGruber's
bad. Anchorman 2 is close to happening.
That worries me.
That's either going to explode terribly with feces or be incredibly amazing, or both. Right.
Well, if you give some credit to Apatow, I mean, it could be gold, but they can't sit on it for too long.
Wait. Okay, here's a question. Sequel comedies that are still good. Anything, anyone, Bueller?
Better than the first or just good, period?
Or just worthwhile. Like, they don't have to be better than the first, but they can't
be
bad.
I do like Ghostbusters 2. It's totally unnecessary, but I liked it.
It's okay. I don't necessarily consider it a comedy, but it kind
of
is.
Okay, so you mean like actual, like, that level of comedy.
Yeah.
Not Wayne's World 2. Not,
Species 2.
Was a good, it was laughable.
Oh,
it was a
Species,
laugh riot.
Species 3 was even better, featuring my friend Jeremy's sister's titties.
Yeah, yep. Laugh riot.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Do you remember when he told us that when she was best friends with Charisma Carpenter, that I think it was Jeremy that told us that she was kicked off of Angel for her drug abuse.
Being a cokehead.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
That's crazy. Like, you don't normally get that kind of firsthand information about TV shows.
Yeah. It's too real.
It is. It's weird.
Yeah.
And then she was in Playboy, and it was even weirder.
She was in Playboy?
Yeah. She has a tramp stamp.
Yeah.
Really unattractive.
Yeah, you typing. Can hear Eli fapping now.
Yeah.
No, he's just typing, like, Google.
Typing internet now.
Did you watch that? Did either of you watch that Tosh.0?
Yes. Oh, my God. I watched the first two episodes of that last night at, like, 1 in the morning.
Did you like it?
Yes, I did.
I saw half of one episode, and I'm kind of undecided on it, because it's essentially the soup with the internet.
Right, right.
Which is funny, because the soup just launched the soup with the internet, called Web Soup. And so, and it's got a, Chris Hardwick is in it, I think? It's on G4, of all fucking places. I guess E! Owns them or something.
I don't know.
So there's two shows now that are the soup with the internet. But Tosh seems to be funnier. I mean, he seems to have a pretty good grasp on the formula.
Yeah, I like his bits, and I like that, like, every episode is generally, like, the two that I've watched are mostly like, oh, well, this is entertaining, this is okay, this isn't, like, offensively unfunny. And then he'll do one bit that will make you cry because it's so funny.
I didn't see any of those.
And it's so worth it.
But I did. Did you see the one where he brings on the Miss Teen whatever who did the such as?
Okay. Thing? So you saw the second episode, and that's actually an ongoing bit. He calls it Internet Redemption, where he finds a person that made some embarrassing video that ended up on the internet, and then does an interview with him, and just to get them to, like, well, you totally fucked up doing this one thing. The episode prior was Afro Ninja.
Oh my God.
He found that guy, and he does an interview. And then the whole bit is, like, here's your chance, do another flip, and don't fuck it up this time.
Did he do it?
You'll have to watch.
Aww. Yeah.
Seriously, he tracked him down, and I was aghast.
He's kind of doing a Joel McHale impression throughout the whole thing, though. Like, I haven't seen his comedy, so I don't know if that's just how he is, but it seems like they're really, really going for, like, no, it's the soup, like, watch it.
Hey.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, regardless, I enjoyed it. You should also enjoy it.
Okay, so that's your recommendation.
When is that on
TV?
Fuck it. It's on when? The internet. I don't know when it's on TV.
It's on when TV comes on.
Yeah, well, because that dude came on the soup, so I was like, ah, I gotta look for that, and then I...
No. That was Chris Hardwick for Web.0. For Web Soup.
There's we're talking about
two competing shows with the exact same formula now.
Gotcha. Well, I didn't see that one either.
Tosh one's on Comedy Central.
Yeah. It's pretty good. The first episode has a couple of bits in it that just left me crying on the couch. Like, it was wonderful.
Gotcha.
Check it out. Stop being such a fuckass and check it out.
Yeah, good stuff.
Stop naysaying.
Good, clean fun.
If there was any good comedy sequels, I don't think there ever has been one.
Yeah, that's why that bothers me.
Not even one.
Name one. Yeah.
Name one now.
Schindler's List 2.
Schindler Boogaloo.
Electric Boogaloo.
Electric Jugaloo.
Electric Chair Jugaloo. Wait.
They didn't use electric chairs.
No. It's the sequel. You kick it up into the future.
Yes.
It takes place during Holocaust 2, which happens next year.
Oh, God. That's like 2012.
Right.
That movie.
How about, wasn't there like Gandhi 2, Rise of the Machines?
That was actually in UHF.
Yeah.
It was a parody movie inside of another movie. Weird Al actually got in trouble for that.
Seriously?
Yeah. Every time anybody makes fun of Gandhi, Indians freak out.
That's who the fuck cares.
Right. The entire nation of a billion people in India.
Yeah. Which is, speaking of Indians, I went to this little restaurant.
Choose your words carefully.
Not being racist, mostly. I went to a little corner on restaurant on the corner for lunch today called Twisted Root. It's a little burger joint. And in line, they have all these little bumper stickers on one wall. And my favorite, which was sacred cows make the best meals.
Wow.
And I will continue to give those people my money. As long as they continue to serve me sacred cow.
I am looking for, because I'm just stuck now, I want to know about sequels that are funny. And so I'm looking up comedy sequels. Caddyshack 2, terrible. Harold and Kumar 2, we watched 10 minutes of it, and I wanted to break the DVD in half, but it was from Netflix. I would have had to buy it if I did that. Son of the Mask.
Oh, God,
starring
no.
Jamie Kennedy.
Well, okay.
I found one.
The Fockers? Ugh.
No.
That was awful.
Meet the Parents was fantastic, and Meet the Fockers was horrible. I'll give this one. This is a shameless fucking ripoff of a movie, but I love it. Teen Wolf 2.
Oh, God.
Oh, Back to the Future 2 and 3. We talked about it last
time. Those aren't comedies.
That's true. That's not a comedy, is it?
Documentaries. Not either.
Right.
Documentaries about time.
Michael J. Fox returned the time continuum back to its native state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And like Dumber and Dumberest or whatever. Those were horrible.
Well, those weren't even the same dudes, right?
Well, no, wait. How was Ace Ventura 2? That wasn't bad.
It was as good as the first one.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what that's saying. Time Cop 2? Oh, no, they didn't do that. Never
mind. But Jim Carrey did give birth to himself
You still have Indians on the mind.
And vodka on the
Jim
breath.
Jim Carrey. Let's see. This is a list on Wikipedia of films considered the worst. Let's see if I can actually find, like, these aren't sequels. These are just terrible movies. Wow, did you ever see Alone in the Dark from 2005?
I wanted to, but I didn't want to pay for it.
Okay, they have it listed right next to fucking Halle Berry, Catwoman, and Battlefield Earth.
Oh, man.
That must be bad.
That sounds like a fucking winner.
Wow.
Yeah, I was too upset that one of my favorite games ever was being ruined, so I couldn't really bring myself.
Oh, you know what would be another? This probably wouldn't even be good for a shitty movie night, because I read a pretty in-depth review because I just wanted to know. But Lindsay Lohan made a movie in 2007 called I Know Who Killed Me.
Okay.
It's supposed to be horrible. I don't know. She plays twins, and like it turns out there's no twins. I don't know. But
wait, you know what? I actually read another review that said that movie wasn't all that bad. And they were like, it's a really bummer that her life is ruined by her real life, that this movie is getting no attention.
Was it like a newspaper written by the mentally handicapped? Or?
No, I think it was actually on Siskel and Ebert.
Well, they're both. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, it was like was from heaven. So
yeah, I mean, you can't take a dead man's word. He had anything to lose.
It was awkward.
Why does he have to be honest? I mean, he's already dead.
I don't know. I did find out about a movie for Shitty Night, just to bring that up really quick.
No, not there yet.
Well,
save it.
When we get there.
Okay, shut up. Okay, so you know, you guys both saw the shitty Terminator movie, and yeah. and CG Arnold shows up at the end.
Yeah.
And we all saw that clip, that horrible, horrible deleted clip from Terminator 3 now, where Arnold has the stereotypical black voice.
What? Yeah.
No, no, everyone, no. Are you serious? Are you serious, internet?
There I don't know what you're talking about.
There is a deleted clip that's making the rounds on the internet from Terminator 3.
Is this on YouTube?
I think it's in one of the questions. I think somebody linked it.
Well, then link me.
No.
It's on your iPhone.
Find it yourself. It's on your iPhone. It comes with the. It comes pre-installed on the iPhone. There's an icon for it. Where Arnold is playing the general that they modeled the Terminators after, but he talks like a black dude from Alabama.
Oh, wait. I think I may have found it.
He's like, well, golly, y'all, I sure do love me some Terminatin'. And I'm like, no, stop it. What the fuck
you're like,
doing?
Now you're just talking like Foghorn Leghorn.
It is the most fucking racist thing I've ever seen, and it's coming out of Schwarzenegger's mouth. And then at the end, it's like, I don't like the voice. And this guy turns on and goes, we can change that. And like, it's Arnold's voice. So bad. It was fucking whimsical.
Nice.
Anyway, so that's terrible. Anyway, so Robert Rodriguez wants Arnie back for the Predator reboot, sequel, preboot.
Oh, God. How is that going to happen? He's a fucking politician.
Is he really?
Well, I mean, is he technically.
Really? Come on now.
Yeah, it's, you know, need to leave that one alone.
What are they going to say, like, we got to stop these Predators. We got to bring him out of retirement. And then like half the movie's him getting back in shape. And
it's just a big montage movie.
Yeah, it's just he's beating up sides of beef.
Oh my God.
Did you watch the clip?
I'm watching it right now.
He's like,
this accent is so bad.
Yeah, it's fucking awful. And there's nothing else that could ever come out of that face. I mean, not for a moment would I believe this guy was A, black, or B, from the South. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, you're not pulling a fast one on me.
I ain't got time to bleed.
Also in shitty, bad, horribleness news.
I ain't got time to be racist.
Shia LaBeouf said that Spielberg is working on Indy 5 with him as the star.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? As long as he says Spielberg and not Lucas, I'm just going to let that go.
Well, no. No. What could they possibly say? They did Aliens in the last one. They can, like, find Atlantis in this one.
That would be awesome.
Actually,
hey, that would
be really cool.
They already have a story treatment because they made that game 10 years ago, and it was awesome, and the story was great.
Okay, wait. Let's go ahead and pitch that then, because that sounds pretty good, actually. That's what they should have done for the second one. The indie is all about artifacts and, like, mythology behind them, not Quetzalcoatl was an alien. Like, that's nothing about that worked.
Quetzalcoatl was an alien?
Did you watch Indy 4?
Spoilers.
I watched it with you.
Oh, so you blacked out about halfway through?
Well, Rift Tracks helped, but it's like when you're getting a tooth pulled out, like you can still feel it coming out. Yeah. And there's nothing you can
feel
do
the
about
pressure.
That. Yeah.
You can feel the pressure of Indy 4, even if you're numb to the pain, sure.
Yeah.
But it's like, at the end, it was that all the Mayan gods were aliens.
Yeah.
It was.
I just want to say, I'm glad that I made you suffer through that.
I'm not. I think I would have. I think that's maybe the one thing where I would have been better off had I really just never, like, I know that I probably would have gone to my grave unhappy if I'd never seen any of the new Star Wars movies. I would have thought I had missed something. With Indy, I know for a fact I missed nothing, and I could have very easily just skipped it and pretended it didn't happen.
Well, it's because you already saw him and his dad ride horses off into the sunset, and that fucking storybook was closed. And
you were starting to tear up, and
we were everything. All content.
I want to fist fight anyone that doesn't like that movie.
Oh, I thought you were going to say fist.
I want to fist. I do. I want to double
just,
fist anyone that
Crisco
doesn't like...
Crisco and dishwashing gloves. There you go.
Anyone that doesn't like Last Crusade, because that movie's amazing. I love that movie.
Yeah, it's great.
That came out when I was in second grade.
Yeah, something
I liked
like
it.
That.
I liked it then. I like it today. That's how good of a movie it is. It survives 25 years of reexamination.
Yeah. Strangely enough, or not even strangely, Ghostbusters, exactly the same.
Ghostbusters got better as you get older.
Yeah, it did.
But that's true.
Ghostbusters got a lot better as you get older. Subtleties. Yeah, no, and just the comedic, the perfect comedic performances by
the entire
cast. At least two of the cast. I would say Egon is there for a reason, but he's definitely not one of the like star vehicles of the movie. He's got some good lines.
Fungus. Yes. Like, that's all you need.
I know. But Bill Murray just fucking destroys that movie. He just kills it the whole time. What else have we got? Okay, so 6/27/09 is this coming Saturday, and that is when we are planning on doing the shitty movie broadcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're doing Mega Shark versus Squid something or other.
If anyone got it.
Oh, I'll probably be able to get a hold of that.
Because that's what I want to do.
Do I need to download that just in case?
Yeah, you probably want to, but
because we really don't want to spend money on it.
According to, well, I need to add it into my collection. According to Rick, he said that if we watch that and when we watch that, because it's really more a matter of when and not if.
You don't really have a choice, no. I mean,
yeah, he said to make sure that we go through and watch the making of. He said that there's a particular moment in the making of that he's like just actually was more incredible than the actual movie itself. I was like, wow, you're really, you know, pinning this big thing up, you know, like, hey, you know, we killed, you know, a billion Jews or whatever. Like, this really better have like a huge payoff.
I have no idea what that had to do with Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus.
Yeah, the banking industry does not appreciate your comment.
Was it like Mega Fuhrer versus giant population of Jews?
I'm not sure.
Did you watch the full like extended trailer for that? The guy's like looking out his plane window and he's like, looking out the plane, shark. And like the giant shark bites the plane in half.
At like 30,000 feet or something. Ridiculous.
Yeah,
speaking of ridiculous trailers, have you seen the latest trailer for 2012?
No, it came out
2 days ago.
I've specifically been saving it for like a moment when I feel bad. Because I haven't. I know it's there. I know it's waiting.
Are you looking for something to like push you over to the edge, like into cutting, or like what?
Maybe either that or to make me feel better. I don't know because I know it's out there waiting for me. I specifically haven't watched it yet. I don't know why.
Well, I'm gonna go out there on a limb, and actually, I'm going to recommend the trailer because I'm sure the entire movie. I'm pretty sure the entire movie is gonna be shit. But the trailer restored my faith in disaster movies.
Isn't it like, hey guys, tomorrow's Thursday, right? You're like, yeah, okay, that's going to be like a hurricane and a meteor and the Titanic and a mega shark and a giant octopus and a twister and lava and a volcano and what's that movie where they run away from cold? That too. And
don't forget Time Machine where they run away from time.
Yeah, there's that one too. Hurry, the time is going to catch him.
I'm old now. Anyway, the trailer restored my faith in raw spectacle. They blow shit up on such a scale even bigger than I really would have anticipated.
Like a chunk of the earth comes off?
I don't want to spoil it.
Did you see the trailer for the like made-for-TV VHS movie? I don't even...
Oh, God, yeah, Impact.
Impact? Oh, my God!
Wait, what?
When does this air? Joel, I sent that to you. Eli, you should have watched it.
Okay, you sent it to me. Okay.
No, I haven't seen anything yet then.
Okay, Eli, just bear with me for a second. It's a made-for-TV miniseries on ABC sometime this summer. I'm not sure when.
ABC?
Yeah, it's on ABC.
I thought it was going to be on, like, VHS.
No. It's on ABC. And the premise is that there's, like, this crazy meteor shower. And inside the chunk of the meteor is like a black hole or something stupid, but it crashes into the moon.
It makes the moon weigh like 30 billion times more than the Earth.
Right.
And then people start floating.
It breaks off chunks of the moon that then come raining down onto the Earth, all while pulling the Earth closer into the moon, and then they're waiting for the moon to crash into the Earth.
Huh.
We have 36 hours. What happens then? There won't be a world.
Right, and so, you know, they send their team of crag drillers to the something or other.
But
I don't know.
Shit you not, there are several scenes where, okay, Look, what if you watch the whole trailer, you're like, okay, yeah, the moon, it turns into meteors and the moon's crashing into the earth. Halfway through, it goes from like stupid to fucking insane. People start floating off the earth and just floating up into the sky.
Oh, and like some kids at a Little League game, suddenly the whole field gets electrocuted for no reason, and they say the moon did it.
Yeah, the moon electrocuted all these kids, and then it made us float.
Yeah, it's
That sounds really impressive. Like, I'm sure the science community is all on board on this thing.
Right. I'm sure they had a science advisor who like signed off on the whole thing.
Dude, half of the trailer's like really intense drama scenes are people sitting in front of like telescopes going, oh, no, like all their intense scenes.
And Natasha Henrich is in it.
Yeah, that's what sells it.
So, oh well, that's a seal.
This is what I bet, because I bet she doesn't have telescoping stab nipples in this one. I bet she.
Oh
doesn't.
Shit! Here, Eli, I'm sending this to you. I just found the link to
that. All right. Well, let me, while we're on the subject of shitty movies,
what's your suggestion
then,
for shitty movies?
I was talking to this guy that I work with, and he was talking about this movie called The Room. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah. He's like, you would appreciate this because you're really into shitty movies. And The Room is a movie about, well, it's one of those movies that, let's see, it was made in 2005. It's a black comedy about love, passion, betrayal, and lies. And it's one of these movies where
it's a comedy, but it's not.
No, it's supposed to be like this guy is basically retelling a story about his own personal life, but it's not his story. Like you're trying to be given the impression that like, oh no, like let's just say I had a friend whose girlfriend cheated on me and did all these things and fucked over my life, but that's my friend, not me. I'm not retelling my story. And I watched the trailer for this thing and I was like, holy cow, this is like a guy trying to pull one over everybody's like eyes, going like, well, no, this isn't really about like,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You'll have to see the trailer, because it was terribly impressive how bad this
You mean you think the filmmaker was like trying to get back at his girlfriend, or you're saying that in the film, the guy is telling a story, but it's not supposed to be about him?
He's telling the story about his own personal life. You can totally tell.
Is he a giant octopus?
No, but he could be.
He's a giant shark.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll watch that.
Yeah. He has multiple rows of teeth.
Dude, that
giant shark was like if the fucking Exxon Valdez had teeth.
Right.
Like, it was a really big... They're not kidding. It's a big shark. It's a big fucking shark.
You'll now see the power of this fully operational
shark.
We took nature's most perfect killing machine and needlessly turned it into a robot.
Yeah, that's basically what that is.
Can there be at least one line in Impact where somebody says, that's no moon? Oh, wait, no, that's... Oh, goddamn, that's the moon. And it's crashing into
just fuck.
Seriously, that movie needs at least one person riding the moon down to Earth, like for some reason, they've lassoed it.
And then
a cowboy hat and like riding it into Earth.
It fades to black and just says like summer 2000.
See you later, sons of bitches.
Okay, so I looked it up and it starts tomorrow.
What?
And it ends
Impact.
Ends the day after the party. You should reschedule the party.
Mm. So anyway, what we're going to try and do, because you'll hear this before those listening, is on Saturday night, we're going to try like we did last time and broadcast on Ustream, except we're not going to do that because it's not legal. I'm just making this up. This is all jokes. So we're going to broadcast it on Ustream, and we can all watch it and make fun of it together and have fun. So hopefully we'll have Giant Shark, Shitty Octopus. And
I also had that other movie that I got at the one that I showed you at a podcast. I don't have it on me, but I specifically got it for a shitty movie night.
Oh, okay.
It's got like a Chuck Norris looking guy on the cover. And
I remember the one you're talking about. I read the back cover of it or something.
Yeah, like Super Ultimate Badass or whatever. And I was like, yes, that'll work just fine.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
And I just sent that trailer to you, Josh, for The Room.
Yeah, it's the you want me to actually just watch it here?
Just watch the trailer.
Don't watch it now, because you just don't watch it now. There's no reason to.
Well, I'm just saying. Like, it's called the roommovie.com. And once you see the dude on the cover, you're like, oh, well.
Yeah, that's he's got awesome. A fucked up eye. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Some people aren't perfect like you.
Yeah. Unfortunately. That's true.
So, if you're going to be free that Saturday night or you're not, cancel your plans and watch a terrible movie with us and make fun of it. If I can get the fucking cameras and shit working, we'll have one camera on the movie and one camera on us, one camera awesome. On Josh.
Well, yeah, I'll tether my iPhone for another connection so that
we're doing this all via my iPhone. I mean, this is broadcasting live.
Right.
The whole shitty movie. Actually, I'm not only gonna play the movie on the iPhone. Right. And then rebroadcast it to the entire
internet. Well, no. You play the movie on your iPhone, and then I'll use my iPhone to record that video.
Well, if you want to get complicated, then I guess we could do that.
Right.
So how are we gonna run the toilet cam then?
We'll have an extra computer just for that.
Right. Okay. Well, your wife should have her iPhone by that point, right?
Maybe not. Hers is 7 to 10 days out.
Ah.
They screwed us on that one.
That's unacceptable.
And I'm not going to let her touch mine, so I don't know if she's kind of out of luck. But
yeah.
Speaking of podcasts, I wanted to bring up, because I've been in correspondence with one of our very own fancy bastards by the name of Harlow, has a podcast that everybody listening should check out, especially when the Hijinks Sue podcast is on any sort of weekly hiatus and you need to fill that void with geekery and whatnot. It's called the Bamfcast, which actually BMF stands for Bad Movie Fiends, I think, or not Bad Movie Friends. Let me just look at it. Yeah, Bad Movie Fiends. Their logo is actually the Bad Motherfucker Wallet, but it says Bad Movie Fiends. But I like their concept. It's simple, straight to the point, much less convoluted than what we do. They all watch a bad movie, and then they do their podcast about that bad movie. And the last time I looked at it, they had all just made themselves watch Twilight and then recorded their podcast about it.
I could not do that.
I want to give him a plug and suggest that you check that out, bmfcast.com. And he's on episode 13 now, so you probably got at least a good 12, 13 hours of entertainment there for your $0 investment. So check that out. And support your fancy bastards in there.
That is brave to do something like that. I can do that on Rift Tracks, maybe, but
to watch Twilight or just to watch shitty movies, period.
No, I have shitty movies, but I have real shitty movies. But to watch Twilight, I mean,
I could do Rift Tracks on Twilight. I couldn't watch it by itself.
That's kind of like saying, hey, well, I just want to taste heroin.
Yeah.
I just kind of want to see what it's like.
They've recently done...
Just right there on the tip of your tongue. That's it, right?
Just the tip. Recently, they've done The Spirit. They've done... let's see. Navy SEALs with Charlie Sheen.
That's a good movie.
Hey, you know what? We should suggest to them to do... They Call Her One Eye.
No, I wouldn't do that to anybody. They did Cyborg with Van Damme. That's a really terrible one.
That's a good one.
and then Twilight. Let's see what they did later after that. Chuck Norris and David Carradine in Lone Wolf McQuaid.
Yeah.
Nice. Classic.
Was their most recent. So remember, we tried to watch that on the last shitty movie cast, and everybody was just too fucking tired to make sense of it by the time we watched it.
I was the only one with like pom-poms and like a little... I had a little flag and everything. I was like, why aren't we doing this?
Well, yeah, I mean, we buried you alive, talking? And then you poured a beer on your head and drove right out of the grave.
Yeah,
yeah, but that was just because it was Tuesday.
That's true.
That normally happens on Tuesdays.
So we are about 55 minutes in. We're going to go to the old mail sack.
Mail sack!
And go through some of these questions. If we don't...
Oh, wait. I need to finish my drink.
Are you done?
Before we start the mail sack.
Are you drunk yet? For those playing along at home, how many is that? How many drinks is that?
Oh, that was... Well, I've just had one. I'm drinking
one
out
bottle?
Of a tumbler. One tumbler glass full. Dang.
One clawfoot bathtub full?
Yes, I'm soaking in it.
God, that probably wouldn't be that good for you, I would imagine.
No, that would actually probably give you alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, that'd probably kill you. Can you do that and find out?
Actually,
let's get started on the questions. And
I'm about to finish the bottle, so maybe the next time.
This might be a shorter show, maybe, I don't know, 20 more minutes or so. And then if we do a post-show, we'll answer any of the other questions that we might miss. But I don't know if we can answer this one, because I didn't know they had movies before 1980. But the question from Drom is, what's your favorite pre-1960 movie actor?
Oh.
So this is full-on black and white.
B. Arthur.
Cary Grant type.
If it's not on Blu-ray, then I'm not watching it.
Okay. I honestly, I don't know if this is like, you know, heresy or whatever, but I don't watch any movies from that era at all. I don't know. They don't do anything for me.
Oh, yeah, no. Old Yeller. There you go.
When was that made?
I don't know.
He didn't say, so what, the dog? He said actor.
Well, no, yeah. I'm saying the dog, not the movie.
Hey, you know that kid in Old Yeller, the older brother?
Yeah,
how he was like the older brother in every Disney movie for like a decade?
Until he was like 37?
He was like one of those Ron Howard kids that stayed looking really young for a long time.
That's creepy.
He is creepy. So there's your answer. Old Yeller kid, creepy.
Okay, I'm making another ice run to top off my delicious beverage, so be right back.
Sure. Wait, did he say pre-1960s? Because...
Yeah, so 50s. Who's your favorite 50s? I don't know. I've probably hardly ever watched any movies from the 50s.
Like, I like Clint Eastwood, but, I mean, that's about the time period where I started watching movies like him and Steve McQueen and stuff like that, but, I mean...
Was that the 50s?
That was, like, the 70s.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're 20 years after the question.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got nothing.
He's talking like almost damn near the talkies.
He's talking.
So wait. Cary Grant. Does it have to be in the '60s or is it before 1960?
We're doing bad at this one, so we're moving on. Hey, this question is from Rerun, who sent me all the delicious Aussie candy. He wants to know if I've tried the Vegemite yet. I'm saving it for the shitty movie night. We're all going to try it on toast.
Oh, God.
So, tune in live via internet. We're going to try Vegemite on toast. And I'm going to make Josh eat it with a cheese poof.
Oh, well, that's fine.
The Cheeto.
I would have done that anyway.
Yeah, we'll make sure that happens for you.
It would have been opened, and he's already sitting on your couch eating. He's like, "Hey, whatever this stuff is, this guacamole or whatever, it's great.
Shit's good.
What's this brown guacamole that tastes horrible? I love it.
It's not that bad.
Do you know what Vegemite is?
Vegemite, it's salt.
No, it's yeast. It's a byproduct of beer making. It's scraped off the bottom of beer barrels, and then cultured. It's
so wait. Let me ask the important question here. Will it give me a buzz?
No. There's no Vija beer.
Then what is the point?
I think you're supposed to eat it on Cheetos. I think that's like why they make it.
Well, okay. As long as you provide the Cheetos, I will attempt it.
I never said anything about that. Not rich. This question was from Roka360. This is a good question because I am currently listening to the Harry Potter books on tape.
Yeah, like 8 years too late.
You know what I love about the fact that I'm doing this is that to me, it's like, I know I'm so far past it that it's like brand new and wonderful and no one's talking about it. You know, I want to stop people on the street now and talk about Harry Potter.
You are so broken.
It's the best fiction I've been exposed to since Lord of the Rings. The movies, yeah. Not the horrible books.
You are so broken.
Why?
I don't know. Because, like,
this shit
has been awesome for a decade, and you're just now getting around to it.
Yeah, but I think it's great.
And you're being a fucking pussy, and you're listening to this shit on tape.
Oh, dude, no. No. The Jim Dale audio series is fucking fantastic.
No. It's not about the quality of the recording. It's about you being a pussy and not reading a book.
I don't read.
No. I don't read either. And I've read all seven because these are the easiest to read, fastest to read books I've ever read in my life.
No, I'm saying like time-wise, I would never read these books. It would never happen. So I do it while I draw, and I love it. I'm actually really concerned that it's going to end.
Yeah.
I'm actually really...
Newsflash, it does.
I'm really sad that I'm more than halfway through it now.
Yeah. Yeah, Harry dies, so suck it up.
Anyway, I'm very enthralled with it. I'm like a little kid. I'm so happy about this fiction. I want to move to England and be magical.
Right. Now, what I am enjoying is how you're just now experiencing the wand innuendo.
Oh, yeah. No, it's terrible.
Like, you keep posting inappropriate things on Twitter about this, and it's like everybody was doing this not on Twitter like 5 years ago.
Yeah, so it's new. It's on Twitter now.
Right.
I'm the first.
But everybody that's reading you has already read those books.
Don't care. Don't give a shit. I enjoy it. I'm so happy about it. There's like, I swear to God, there was some shit that was like, Ron beat his wand furiously against the desk into Draco's face. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
You don't even have to replace wand with dick. It's just it's naughty. It's just naughty right now. The wood beneath his fingers grew hotter and hotter until it almost exploded. I'm like, are you fucking serious? Rowling,
Yeah, so
awesome.
Here's the thing: when you're reading the books for real and you're actually reading them like a man would, that stuff it doesn't. You're just so into it that you don't even have the opportunity to replace that horrible shit in your head.
Whatever. Jim Dale is so fucking fantastic of a voice talent that I want to have his British man babies. Like he somehow has a completely different character voice for every single character in these books. It's unbelievable. And he slips in and out of them so effortlessly. I love this guy. I want to make sex on him. So, anyways, question is, now that you are listening to Harry Potter.
I just looked him up and he's not pretty. You do not want to have his man babies.
Hang on, I gotta look him up now.
Yeah, no, he's not.
Is he like a gangly old Brit?
He's ancient.
Jim Dale.
His face is sliding off the front of his skull.
Oh, he's so good. His voices are fantastic. Oh, he's not so bad.
You're like, I would totally do that.
I hit it. No. Yeah, I don't know. He's not too bad. He looks super British, though.
Talk like you're from London.
What the fuck?
You don't remember that? From Saving Sarah Marshall?
Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Yeah. Or whatever.
I don't know.
Where what's-his-face gets cut with Quirrell, the rock star guy, and Paul Rudd comes running up to him, and he's like, what's up? And then he's like, you need to call, like, the front desk. I'm bleeding quite a bit here. And then Paul Rudd just looks at him and goes, you talk like you're from London. Like, it just makes a stupid face and just says that. Like, one of my favorite Paul. Yeah, I'm like, what?
That's a good movie. His question is, now that you're listening to Harry Potter, his theory is the series would better be served as an animated TV series.
Incorrect.
Hang on, let me finish this question.
Go on.
Like a serious anime or cartoon developer doing a 7-year run. I guess maybe 20-minute episodes, I don't know.
Okay, I could almost see that. Except where I don't think that would ever work on American TV.
Absolutely not.
I don't think he's talking about American TV. He's saying to tell the story. The reason he's talking about this is because I have been starting about book 4, you start to realize that they just throw out the books entirely and just made movies about whatever.
They covered like the main points, but that was about it.
They cover all the beats. They completely reattribute actions to, like, the wrong characters. They leave out characters. They combine events that are in some ways unrelated. And they leave just gaping plot holes in the movies that make the story seem stupid. And then could have been easily explained with just a few lines of dialogue, even though they were explained with, like, 50 pages in the book. Like, and I didn't understand this from a bunch of the fans. I didn't really give a shit back then. But now that I'm into it, that the guy they recast as Dumbledore is terrible. He he really kind of just betrays that character.
He's okay. He doesn't bother me.
He's basically playing Gandalf.
Yeah, kind of.
And he's really just nothing like Dumbledore. I understand why they're frustrated now, but
what are they gonna do? Like wheel around the other guy like Weekend at Bernie's?
That would've been awesome. Like Weekend at Dumbledore's.
Weekend at Dumbies.
Yeah, Weekend at Dumbies.
But like that Gumby? Other the dude who played him the original one was so epic though, because it was like Caesar from fucking Gladiator. Like, I don't know if they're gonna be able to replace that guy with anybody or just end this year. Sorry, kids.
Well, and they should have just brought in Christopher Lee or someone to just be Sauron and like Saruman.
Just, that would have completely ruined it.
He got knighted last
week. Sorry, what?
He got knighted last week.
Yeah, what?
Sir Christopher Lee. Player of wizards and Jedi. Terrible, terrible, horrible Jedi. I think what he's saying might be valid, that I don't think you could do this movie. I think starting around book four, they shouldn't be movies.
Well, no, starting around book four is where the stories get so complex and so huge that, like, 2.5 hours, just, it doesn't cut it.
No, not at all. I mean, they're already splitting up the next two books into four movies, so that's going to help. But, or it's at least three. I don't know if it's two for each.
Yeah,
only the
last one is getting split into two.
They're not doing it for six?
No, six has already been filmed. Oh, it's coming out this summer.
Well, then that's not going to work.
Yeah.
The thing that really, really confused me was how there were just entire, like, integral plot points and characters that they just removed, but then didn't fill in those gaps with anything. Like, the holes just stayed there. You know, like, I don't know. I know they can't do everything, but anyway. So maybe as an animation, they could do a longer form, like, you know, I don't know, 7 hours a book or something. And
yeah,
I
just worry that as an animation, it would end up being a Saturday morning cartoon type thing that wouldn't be taken seriously, and you'd end up with just silly shit.
I would do it for adults, I would do it straight to the story. I would take all of the dialogue from the books and do it straight adaptation.
It would be interesting. There's still parts of the books I would cut out. There's a good chunk of book 7 that just doesn't need to be there at all, but
really not there yet. So, you know, one thing that's funny is that how often it's obvious that the books are for kids and then how little that matters, I guess. Like, every great once in a while, there'll be this, you know, like Deus Ex Machina or something, or there'll be this, literally like a villain monologue, like, let me explain my entire plan. And, you know, they spell it out. Or like, at the end of book four, Voldemort standing in front of all his Death Eaters, and he's like, they're like, but Lord, how did you come back? He's like, I'm glad you asked. And let me explain in graphic detail everything I've done for the last 13 years. And I get it. You know, that part is so obviously for kids, but at the same time, I didn't care at all. Like, I hate to say it. I really hate to say it, but I want to say that Rowling is probably the most prolific creator of a fictional universe since Tolkien. And a better writer. A much better writer.
Creator of universe, I'm going to call bullshit on.
Who?
Because
Lucas?
No, God, no. Then because he's not responsible for that universe.
Neither is Roddenberry for Star Trek. So who has created a better universe than Harry Potter?
I'm not going to say better, but if you're going to talk about just depth and scope, there's a million fucking fantasy writers that have fucking diarrhea processor.
Never mind.
Like, fucking Robert Jordan Wheel of Time. Like, here's 40 books that I'm not going to finish it, and I'm going to die before I finish it.
Then let me not... Okay, that's a pretty ignorant statement for me to say then. I don't necessarily mean literary. I mean, like, all-encompassing and more mainstream than worlds of fiction.
Because easily digestible, yet fun and interesting.
Because
and
I want to stay in this universe. I want
to go to there.
Yeah, I want to go to there. I seriously, this is a universe that needs an expanded universe. there needs to be additional. If she's done with it, wait about 10 years and then let somebody else pick up, maybe not with Harry Potter, but with this universe, and tell more stories, because she really crafted a very just engrossing world that I want to know more about. I, you know, on the periphery and from the movies, it seems like it's all kind of like kiddie bullshit. But once you start, it's a really good fiction. I want to know more.
It'll be interesting after you've read, or rather listened to, all of the books.
Ear read. We prefer the term ear read.
Yeah, fuck off. Go back and watch the movies, because there will be lots of plot points that they'll leave out, but there's tons of little touches and background detail that just gets massaged in here.
Some of that shit's actually confusing, because I've seen a couple of them in the last year or so, and I keep thinking about like characters that they brought into the movies that had such a big part in the book that it's like you almost should have just left them out of the movie for what you did with them. Like Dobby, for instance. I mean, yeah. I kind of hated Dobby, but...
It was a very well done CG character.
No. I'm saying I hate the character of Dobby. Like, I wanted to beat him to death, but that means he was done well.
That's kind of the point.
Yeah, it was well written because I hated him. But you know, they kind of leave out his entire purpose pretty much for anything, and they leave out, you know, three of the characters from book four, like, that are important. Like Ludo Bagman's not even in it.
Frodo Baggins,
Hobbits, get out of the road.
Get off the road, Hobbits.
So if you had to tell this story, animation might be a way to do it and stay true and stay under budget. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
I think the budget would be like pretty tremendous.
But less than these movies.
Maybe.
You could make a whole season of an animated show before you could make a, you know, $150 million movie.
Well, sure, but I mean, I guess, I don't know. I guess production quality would start to, I don't know, it depends. I mean, it's an that would be an interesting, like, because if you do animation like that, with that sort of setup, without it looking cartoony, like,
which is why Bugs, I think he Bugs says, that's why I think he says, like, you know, anime type guys, because kind of like that, you know, that recent Batman anime, mm-hmm, where it's almost like we're trying hard to make this look like a Hollywood movie. Like it's not a cartoon. It's shot and framed and composed like a feature film. If they did it that way, then yeah, I'd be on board for something like that. Probably never happened, but I don't know.
Yeah.
He had a second part of his question, which is actually got something to do with Buffy, which actually reminded me. There has been talk on the internet about reviving that Buffy animated series, but not the high school version, like adapting the season 8 comic universe.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Cartoon. And Whedon has already talked to people about it and said that he'll come in and like sign off every couple of months, but he's not going to be directly involved with it. Like, they've gotten that far in the process, which I thought was kind of shocking.
Hmm. Weird.
Okay, so nothing? Okay, never mind.
Too risky.
This is actually kind of funny. If we can't do it, then we can move on, but I like this question. Edwin says, if there was a Princess Bride remake, which there certainly shouldn't be, who currently in Hollywood would play the roles?
Oh shit. Well, Shia LaBeouf, right?
No.
Which girl from the Hills?
Shut up, no, be serious. okay, let's start with the hardest one. Who's gonna be
Josh
Andre the
Giant?
Josh
kinda has a point though.
Who's gonna be Andre the Giant?
Oh shit.
Who's the biggest one? Michael Clark Duncan.
No. We needed just a big fat ass motherfucker.
The giant was not fat, my friend. He was 8.5 feet of weirdly distributed muscle. He'd crush you.
Yeah.
Everybody move.
Yeah, sure.
You are the Root Squad. God, that movie's great.
God, that's so hard.
There is no one that large.
Well, no. Wait, let's start easier. Who would play Fred?
He'd be CG.
Yeah, probably. Who would play Fred Savage?
That's a good question.
Shia LaBeouf.
Like, are there child actors? Like, actually, you could
Jonathan
probably reverse
Lipnicki.
It.
How old is he right now?
Who?
Remember Jonathan Lipnicki?
I have no idea who that is.
The kid from Jerry Maguire.
Sure, whatever.
Oh.
Human brain weighs 3 pounds, blah, blah, blah. I'm cute.
Oh, who's the creepy little girl?
Hey, Dakota Fanning.
Yeah. We'll just flip the script, and it'll be Dakota Fanning.
Dude, she's 15, and she's going to be in the story of, Joan Jett, her life story.
What?
And she's going to make out with the chick from Twilight who is playing Joan Jett.
Wow. Moving on up.
To the creepy side.
Yeah. She was in that movie Jump earlier this year. Or Push or whatever.
Pusher. Pushing.
Push.
Pusher. American
Jedi.
Push
it.
Yeah. Push it.
Near.
Yeah.
And she was wearing like a half inch skirt the entire time, which was
Yeah,
weird.
She's gonna end up doing like
That made me uncomfortable to watch.
She's gonna end up doing artistic nudity really soon.
You
I know
can't
she
wait.
Is.
That's,
she's a weirdo.
That's wild.
So she should be Fred Savage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, I just finished drinking from the bottle. The bottle is now done.
Okay.
Good for me.
You're oddly lucid. That is your hourly alcohol update brought to you by Minnesota's Best.
Shaker's Vodka. Their winter flavor made of raspberry and honey liqueur.
Tastes just like winter.
When Michael J. Fox isn't around, grab yourself a Shaker's.
Wow. Really?
There's always Shakers, yes.
Who's our British? Oh, Daniel Craig would be Wesley.
Actually, that's not bad.
Yeah, he could do it.
Wait. Who's
No. The guy from Sin City. The British guy from Sin City. What's his name?
That was a British guy in Sin City.
He didn't have an
Josh
accent
Hartnett.
In the movie. No, he didn't
I'm
have
kidding.
An accent in the movie.
I don't.
Clive Owen. Clive Owen would be Wesley.
Oh.
Or Wesley from Buffy.
Wow. Okay, wait. Who? We need to cast Inigo Montoya.
Still Mandy Patinkin.
Still.
Can't be
yeah,
done
he's still
otherwise.
Alive.
Can't be done otherwise.
Yeah.
You got Bikini. You got Buttercup. Buttercup would be Gwyneth Paltrow.
Actually, I could see Lee Adama being Inigo Montoya.
Lee?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's about as Spanish as Mandy Patinkin, so...
just run with it.
But he'd have his accent. My name is Inigo Montoya. It's like he's got that little, like, that weak British accent.
Yeah.
Oh my god. My name is Jamie Bamba. Hello. I'm on a show called Battlestar.
You talk like you're from London.
Jamie Bamba.
London.
Hello, my name's Inigo Montoya. You killed my father, prepare to die. Oh, now he's Australian. God damn it.
Oi!
Moving on. Trep says, what movie would be infinitely improved if it had lightsabers?
What movie wouldn't?
It's a good answer. Good answer. Good answer.
Shawshank.
Schindler's List. Schindler's List, all the Jews have lightsabers.
That would radically alter the outcome of that movie.
Exactly. They'd be put on that train, then it's like... And they're slowly cutting circles on the side of the train. Dude, actually, parts of that movie would be the opening scene from episode one.
What, running through the ventilation shaft?
No, they'd be trapped in a room, and then there would be gas.
Right.
And then they would slowly cut their way out of it with a lightsaber.
No.
Okay, I need you to do me a favor.
West Side Story.
Actually, yes. Because now they can do choreographed lightsaber battles while they're doing...
The Sharks and the Jedi.
Right.
What favor do you need me to do for you?
Never mention episode one ever again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's just personal favor to me.
Let's see, moving on.
Move on.
Mr. World says, what historical person or event should they make into a movie a la 300, taking the usual liberties? So
Abraham Lincoln.
No. All the hijackers on 9/11.
Didn't they already do that?
No. Treating the hijackers as great warriors.
Oh my God.
You said do it like 300, so there you go.
Why are you saying that?
What, too soon? It's fucking 8 years later.
No, I mean, like, why? Just why?
That's horrible. Did you ever think about the story of 300 from Xerxes' perspective? Because those people were assholes to him. Think about it.
No.
Think about it.
No. I don't want to. There really weren't any good guys in that story. There weren't really any good guys at that period in Earth's history. So it's not really much to think about. I mean, you've got one people that have conquered half the world trying not to be conquered by another people that have conquered half the world, and just fuck them both. You know, I don't care. Whatever.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln's a good one. You could see that same shot where he kicks the guy into the infinite tunnel.
Right.
Could be like, just replace that with John Wilkes Booth. Kicking Lincoln off the balcony and shooting him in the head in slow motion.
Man, if Jerry Bruckheimer or Michael Bay were behind, like, Lincoln, the movie, it would be...
His head explodes.
That gunshot explosion at the end would be pretty epic.
This is Ford's Theater!
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's see. What else have we got? I don't care about that. I don't care about this. This is from Minchie. If the HE crew were a team of bank robbers, what would your theme be, a la Point Break?
Our theme?
We should each be a horror creature. We could be like a Jason and a Freddy.
Oh, I thought you meant like a Michael whore. Like I would be like a Asian whore.
Like a French whore. And a Mexican whore.
You would be a black whore.
You would be a donkey show performer.
I'll be the donkey.
So I'm the getaway wagon?
Yeah. You're the getaway cart.
Oh, okay.
Riba, andale.
We're getting tired. Let's see. Yeah, have we done this one?
It's now 1 a.m.
All right, we're done then. This is the end of this podcast. Then.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yes, it was a reader, Opie, that brought up the Terminator 2 T3 deleted scene. My God. Yeah, there's a link there. That was so offensive.
That was so weird. That voice does not make any sense coming out of that man's mouth.
No. It's unbelievable. You really can't even suspend disbelief long enough to watch that. And that's obviously why they cut it. It came out like comedy.
Hey.
Let's see. All right, yeah. You know, we got a bunch more questions here, but we've already been going for about an hour 23, so.
Yeah.
Sign off time. So that's it for Hijinks and Sue Podcast, episode 59. Thanks for listening. Check out store.hijinksandsue.com for prints of comics, t-shirts, and that's all right now. And also check out vault.hijinksandsue.com to get access to behind-the-scenes artwork, desktop backgrounds, post shows for the podcast, and other goodies that you can only get there if you make a small donation or if you subscribe to a donation and you can have access to it all the time. So for Hijinks and Sue, this is Joel and Josh.
Hey.
And yeah. Eli.
Yeah. Suck it.
Yeah. Don't forget, ladies. It's like a wrecking ball.
Well, the ladies are never going to have any experience with that, though.
No, but they can dream.
Wait, so it's like a wrecking ball. So it's in the middle, it's really long and skinny, and there's just a big, huge like
right.
knob on the end.
Right.
It's like something you see on that DM zine or whatever. Fucking body mod bullshit. Saline ball solution.
Yeah, I can take down buildings with this. Thank you.
I don't want to hear it anymore.
I don't either. Terrified.
That's it. I'm out.
All right. Bye. Hang up. Go away.
Click.
Are you gone yet?
Wait. Hello? No, you go first.
I was waiting for you to hang up. God damn it.
So we're in high school and we're dating.
Yeah,
you hang up first.
Wait. Oh, fuck you both.
Hey, you're listening to Joel and Josh on 98.7 The Jizz.